If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
The Bible tells us that when Jesus died, that something happened within the temple. That veil that separated God from men was torn, not from bottom up, but from top down.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thank you, Gerald. And my friend, do you ever feel like your prayers just hit the ceiling and fall right back down? Is God listening? Does he answer our prayers? Or perhaps you just feel like God is too big and you are too small. Why would God pay any attention to you at all? Or maybe you've come to the conclusion that God is just some impersonal force, like the Force in Star Wars, and praying is just good spiritual exercise, and it really doesn't matter what God to whom you pray, or whether you pray to any God at all, just that you do the exercise. But my friend, it does matter to whom you pray. And God is not an impersonal force. God is real. God is personal. And God listens to the prayer of his followers and wants people to come to him in prayers that confess our rebellion and our desire to follow him. Today on Wings, we are going to talk about the freedom to come to God that he has made possible. But now, here is a song about this worship that we can bring before God. Why don't you listen to Damaris sing, "The Lord Reigns."
Let us tell of his love, the Lord reigns.
In the letter that the Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus, he was sharing how in the midst of this mystery of knowing God, the greatest mystery in all the ages, that something marvelous has occurred. He says it like this, "In Him, that is, in Jesus Christ, and through faith in Him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence." Today, many of us somewhat take that for granted. But this is not a little thing. It is most amazing. When you think about the God of the universe, who is more holy than we can imagine, who is so great that He knows all the past and all the future, who is so good that no thing is good except it comes from Him, who is so powerful that He speaks and worlds are created, it is hard to imagine that He would pay attention to anything that any one of us might say. Certainly the idea that we could approach God like that is beyond our comprehension. In fact, it would seem that it might be more appropriate for us to be fearful to talk to God. The children of Israel, traveling from Egypt to the Promised Land, understood this. In the desert, camping next to Mount Sinai, the children of Israel saw the mountain smoke with lightning and thunder. They heard a loud trumpet blast, and they trembled with fear. They stood at a distance and said to Moses, "Moses, speak to us yourself, and we will listen, but do not have God speak to us, or we will die." Even Moses himself was not allowed to see God face to face. And just being in God's presence caused his face to shine so that others could not look at him. You remember the story where he was up on the mountain and he asked to see God. And God said, no, I'll pass by and I'll put you in a cleft, in a crevice of the rock. While I pass by, I'll put my hand over you, and then when I pass by, you can look at my back. Being in God's presence, or even the idea of such, was scary. Or in the words of a song by the late Rich Mullins, "Our God is an awesome God." That doesn't mean, like in contemporary lingo, that He is cool, but that He can strike fear or awe in the heart of someone. And yet here, Paul tells us in this passage that something has happened, and now we may approach this God, this awesome God, with freedom and confidence. Around Mount Sinai, there were fences, boundaries set up to prevent people from even touching the mountain. When the tabernacle was established and when the temple was built by Solomon in Jerusalem, there was a very thick curtain stretched across the entrance to the very most holy place, the Holy of Holies, where God's presence dwelt. This curtain, made of finely twisted linen embroidered and inches thick, prevented the normal person, even the regular priest, from entering beyond that veil. Only the high priest, once a year, on the Day of Atonement, was permitted to come in. God was not accessible, not even to the people of God, let alone those of us who did not know Him. Then something happened. Jesus died on the cross. The sinless sacrifice took our place, took our sins, and shed His own blood and died for us, for our sins. The Bible tells us that when Jesus died, that something happened within the temple. That curtain, that veil, that thick veil that separated God from men was torn, not from bottom up, but from top down, opening up the Holy of Holies to all of us who accepted Jesus' sacrifice for our sins. That is what happened. That is why Paul says that we now have the freedom to approach God. Before the cross, all mankind was restricted in their access to God. But as Jesus told the Samaritan woman at the well, "A time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. A time is coming and has now come when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. In other words, we now have the freedom to worship God through Jesus Christ whenever we are in accordance with His Holy Spirit and the truth. By the way, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. But, my friend, we not only have the freedom to approach God, we have confidence, holy boldness to approach God. Listen to these two verses from the book of Hebrews. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith. And then this verse, let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Do you hear this, my friend? We have the freedom and confidence to talk to the God of the universe, to find mercy and grace, to forgive our sins, and help us in our time of need. Do you need Him today? Why don't you approach Him with confidence? God loves you. He wants to forgive you. Just ask Him. Pray with me now. Dear Jesus, thank you for your death on the cross. Please forgive me of my sins. I want you to be my Savior. I want to know God as my Father. Come into my heart. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, why don't you please write to me at the address given at the end of the broadcast? And may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning with Reverend Tom Lehman on 1150 AM WDEL and WDEL.com. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at this same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.